Thank you. We're going to turn to Romans, Romans chapter 5 this morning. Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 1. Romans chapter 5, starting in verse 1. We're going to read several verses here this morning, and then we'll talk about these verses here this morning. First of all, starting in verse 1, it says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now that we are reconciled shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation." Let's pray this morning. Dear Lord, I do thank you for this time that I have to stand before these students, teachers. Lord, I count it a privilege to be able to be here this morning. And Lord, as I share your word, I pray that you'll give us all the ears to listen. I pray that you'll allow us to focus on these verses. I pray that you'll clear anything out of our minds that may distract us from gaining the truths that you have for us here this morning. We ask this in your name. Amen. So here in Romans, these last couple months here in chapel, we've been talking about faith. Faith. Last week, Mr. Farmer talked about the faith of Abraham. He talked about his faith. This morning, we're going to talk about your faith. And what does that faith produce? Well, first of all, in verse 1, we see it says, "Therefore, since we have been justified," justified. Justified by what? What does it say? Faith. Faith. Now, what does it mean to be justified? Justified faith is we are declared righteous by our faith in Christ. Now, what does it be? What is it to declare something? What do you do to declare something? If we're going to declare something, what are we going to do? Make known, right? This is made known. We are declared righteous. 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 God is righteous. We are declared righteous. By what, though? By our faith. By faith we are declared righteous. By faith in what? Faith in Christ. Christ. Now, what's faith? What's faith? We've been talking about it. What is faith? Donovan, what's faith? Believing in something. Trusting in something. What are we trusting in? Christ. What are we believing in? Christ. Those of you here at Berean, especially last night, Pastor Sean was preaching, and he has, what example does Pastor Sean use when he uses about faith? Go ahead, Stephen.
Ladder.
His ladder, right? His ladder. And he climbs on that ladder. And he has faith in that ladder. Right? That's an example of faith. Well, our faith is in whom? It's in Christ. It's in Christ. Because of our faith, then we are what? Justified. Justified, declared righteous. Now we can't miss that. Everything that I say this forward on this morning, it's because we are justified by faith. You understand that? If you're not justified by faith, Sean, everything I say from this moment on only means or only goes towards being justified by faith. So now, more in verse 1, it says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Now, when you think of peace, what do you think of? Someone tell me. Peace. Samuel, what do you think of? Peace.
Rest,
okay. Good. What else? Peace. Jonathan. Calm. Good. Good. Peace. Peace. I think, oh, who likes the beach? Who likes the beach? Ocean, the sound, very peaceful, right? Okay. Well, this peace doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean calm. This is what this peace means. This peace here is peace with God, the result of justification. Again, what's justification?
Being declared righteous.
Because of this justification by faith in Christ, is that the Christian, again, who's the Christian now? It's the one that was what? Justified, right? By what? By faith. In whom? In Christ. This justification by faith in Christ is that the Christian no longer lives under what?
Condemnation.
Or the wrath of God. Now, okay, let me give you an example. You know how it is. You get trouble at school, right? Get sent to the principal's office, right? You get a call, or your parents get a call. Now, what's going through your mind? Is there peace? Is there peace in your heart at that moment? No. Why not? Why? Because you're afraid about what's going to happen. Right? Now watch. Now listen carefully. By us being justified by faith in Christ, we can have peace because that wrath of God is not held over us. It's not held over us. That's what that peace is talking about there in verse 1. Well, let's go on. It says, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Right? Now look at the last section. This is verse 1. It says, through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, this is where this justification is. And again, be reminded, through our Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross, that's where we're justified. Now look at verse 2. Through him we have also obtained access. Okay, now let's talk about this obtained access for a minute. Okay? Gabby, if I'm going to obtain something, what am I going to get? Or what's going on when I obtain something? Okay, I receive it, right? I get it. This is something that I'm getting through him. Now, through who's the him there? Through Christ. We have also, again, justification by faith. We also obtain access. So we're getting here, Hermione, we're getting what? What are we obtaining? What does it say? Access. Right now, what's access? We're getting something. Amos, I'm getting access, right? So what am I getting? What's the word up there? Access, right? Now, what's access? Okay, the ability to enter something, right? You know what's going on here, right? You get this pass. You go to a concert. You go to a ball game. Sometimes you get these passes, these VIP passes, and they get you access to places. Okay? A couple weeks ago, I went on StubHub. Y'all been on StubHub? You know, you get tickets to places. And I was checking on getting a ticket to the Cubs game. Okay, big Chicago Cubs fan. So I was just looking, okay? I'm just dreaming, okay? So I'm going through all these tickets, and I'm looking at these prices, and I'm looking at these, trying to get, and they have these all-access passes. $8,200. $8,200, all-access pass. Front row seat, you're right at the dugout. Tito, I'm right there. Right there at the dugout, I get all the food I want. I get access to the players after the game. I mean, now the $8,200 doesn't sound too much, does it? That sounds pretty nice. But again, now watch. But what is that all access? Now watch. It's access to something, right? Now let me go back. We have access through him. We have also obtained access. By what, though? By faith. By faith. Now watch. Into this grace in which we stand. Now, grace. Grace. What is grace? Unmerited favor. This is something, Jimmy, this is something we do not deserve. This is something that we get, that we, there's nothing I can do to merit this unmerited favor. It's God's undeserved favor toward us. That's what we're gaining access. This is grace. For by grace are you saved through faith, right? Grace. Now, so we have this access that we're given, this grace that we're standing. And again, if we go back to that word standing, that means not only are we standing, we're standing now in that grace. Now we're given grace at salvation, but we're also given grace throughout our Christian walk. Now again, we're justified by faith, right? That's before we can gain this access that we're talking about here, this all access here. By what? As we're standing, as this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in what? The hope of the glory of God. Now, what is the hope of the glory of God?
His return.
His return. Good. Christ is returning. And that hope, when he returns, that we are going to be made perfect. Now, as Christians, if we're justified by faith, right? We stand in that grace. Are we perfect? No. No. But we have that hope when he returns that we will be made perfect. That we will be made perfect in him. That's the hope there, the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, look at verse 3. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings. Now, hang on. Okay, we gain access, we're justified by faith, like that. We get all access through him with grace, okay, like that. But what's this? Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, trials, tribulations. Why? What goes on? Knowing that suffering produces what? What does it produce? Go ahead. Endurance. What's endurance? Endurance. Mario, endurance.
Being able to take something in.
Okay, being able to take something in. Steadfastness. Right? How many? Cross country. Who's on the cross country here? What's on the cross country? Raise your hand. Okay? It takes a lot of endurance to run. Does it? Especially long distance. I mean, you have the endurance. Well, what produces? We have this suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces what? Character. What's character? What's character? Chris, what's character? What's character? What's character? We have our sufferings. We rejoice in our sufferings and our trials. We have this, knowing that suffering produces endurance, steadfastness. And then we have this produces character. Well, what's our character?
True self.
It's our true self. It's who we are. It's what makes us. So we have this, we're rejoicing in suffering, in trials. Now, who's the author of Romans? Who's writing Romans here? Malik?
Paul.
Now, Paul knows a little bit about sufferings. Those of you that know anything about Paul, I mean, he suffered throughout his life. So he can talk a little bit about suffering. And he's telling us that these sufferings, that they produce endurance. It produces, not only that, but our character. And it produces hope. This hope. Remember we talked about this, the hope, the glory of God, as far as being made perfect, being made more like Christ. So here's what we're rejoicing in. We have a future hope. What's that future hope? The future hope that we will be made perfect, right? Made perfect in Christ. Sufferings. Why? Because it produces endurance. Endurance. And what does that produce? Character. And what does that produce? Hope that we'll be more like Christ. But look at verse 5. Look at verse 5. It says, and hope does not put us to shame. To shame. What does it mean to put to shame? It says, hope not put us to shame. Someone said embarrass. Right? What else? Put to shame. Why would this hope put us to shame? What happens if we don't do as well as we think we should do? Are we happy about it? No. But now watch. It says, and hope does not put us to shame. This hope of becoming more like Christ does not put us to shame because of what? God's love. God's love. Now look what it says about God's love. What does it say? It says, God's love has been poured into our hearts. Poured. Now, watch. It's not a little trickle like you see on the left. It is poured into our life. Poured in there. I mean, Nate, it is poured. Not a little bit of God's love. Not a little bit, but it's poured in there. Now, when do we get God's love? By the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit enters at salvation. So at salvation, we have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit pours in God's love. And by God's love, turn to 1 Corinthians 13. Real quick, 1 Corinthians 13. Let's look at God's love. 1 Corinthians. I'll give you time to look there so you can look in your own Bible there. 1 Corinthians 13. Look at verse 1. We're just going to read the first six verses here. It says, if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am what? Nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Now, this is God's love. Now, go ahead and turn back to Romans 5. Where you were, turn back to Romans 5. Now remember, God's love is poured in our heart. Right? God's love is poured in our heart. Holy Spirit is poured, that love is just poured in our heart. Right? Remember those trials and tribulations we were talking about? Is it natural for us when we're going through a trial or a tribulation to be patient? No. No. Jason, it is not natural for us if somebody is being rude to us. Jason, what do we want to do to them? We want to be rude to them, right? But that's not what God's love says. God's love is we're not to be rude. Now, watch carefully. It gives us, here in Romans 5, verse 6, it gives us an example of this, of God's love. Look at verse 6. For while we were still weak, that means unrighteous, ungodly, while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the what? Ungodly. Ungodly. He died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. So, Lexi, this is what it's saying. Okay? Maybe if it was a righteous person, maybe you would die. Okay? So, now watch. Think about this. Think about, is there anyone you would die for? Now watch, before you answer. Is there anyone you would die for? I mean, that you would give up your life for? Now, probably those people that came to your mind were people that you love. Right? I mean, people that you love, people that are close to you, people that are good to you, people that love you. But it's human nature. But watch. Look what's going on here. Look at verse 8. It says, but God shows his love, commends his love. This is how he shows it. This is his example. Well, what was his example here in verse 8? For us in that while we were what? Righteous? No. No, while we were still sinners, Timmy, what did he do? He died for us. He died for us. So we have the example here of Christ's love. That, you know, he died for, even we were ungodly, we were sinners. And Christ died for us. Look at verse 9. Look at verse 9. A few more minutes. Stay with me. Look at verse 9. It says, since therefore we have now been justified. Justified. Right? Declared righteous. Now don't lose that. All that we've said today is what? Because we've been justified. Justified by what? By faith. In whom? In Christ. So since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, by Christ's blood on the cross, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. We talked about that because of our justification, because of our faith in Christ. We have this, we've been removed from the wrath of God. Verse 10, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, reconciled. What does the word reconciled mean? Reconciled. If you're reconciled, what does that mean? Forgiven? What? Okay. Okay, what's that?
To be made holy?
To be, if you're reconciled, if you have a debt and you're reconciled, that debt is paid.
Brought back into fellowship.
So we're reconciled here to whom?
God.
To God. By what? By the death of his son, much more now. Now watch. Much more now that we are reconciled. Reconciled. Shall we be saved by his what? Life. Life. Because not only Christ died, but also what happened? 3 days later, he rose from the dead. By his life, much more, shall we be saved by his life. In verse 11, more than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. We have fellowship with God. We've been reconciled with God. Why? Because Christ died on the cross. He rose again. We have fellowship with God because of Christ. And we can live, and we have God's love. We can rejoice in our trials and our tribulations. Why? Because we've been reconciled. Let's wrap it up. Justified by faith. That's what we first started talking about. Verse 1. Justified by faith. Faith in whom? Faith in Christ. Because of this. Now watch. We have peace with God. Peace with God. Why? Because we're justified. Justified by faith. We have grace in which we stand. Not only grace at salvation, but grace throughout our day, throughout our life. Hope in the glory of God. We have something to look forward to. We'll be made perfect. We rejoice in sufferings. And we have God's love is poured out on us. And again, this is all because of what? Because what? Justified by faith. Now, if you're not justified by faith in Christ, if you don't believe in Christ, guess what? You do not have peace with God. You don't have that grace in which we stand. You don't have a hope. You cannot rejoice in sufferings. And if you're without that faith, you still have sufferings. And if you have that faith, you have sufferings. But you can rejoice in them. But if you don't have faith, if you aren't justified in faith by Christ, then you don't have that hope. You can't rejoice in sufferings. God's love, guess what? God's love is not poured out on you if you don't have that justification by faith. Because this right here, what is written here in these verses here in chapter 5, it starts out with the being justified by faith. You can't have this if you're not justified by faith. Only by faith can we have this. Only by faith can we have this peace and the grace and the hope. But we have to be justified by faith. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we do thank you for goodness. We thank you for Lord, your many blessings. I thank you for these students. Lord, I pray for these students. I pray for their salvation. I pray for those that do believe in you. I pray that as they live out their life, as they go throughout their day, as you give them that peace, Lord, as they can suffer in or rejoice in sufferings, Lord, I pray that, again, that I pray for them. I pray that you will continue to draw them closer, Lord, to you. I pray as we continue to discuss and to talk about this justification in the faith, Lord, I pray that you'll begin a work in the lives of these young people. I pray now as we go throughout our day, I pray that you'll guide and bless in everything that we do and say. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you're dismissed. Have a good day.